This is the USF Bulls Report with Derek Sharp.
No Jeff Scott at USF football practice on Tuesday. He had a pretty solid excused absence as his wife Sarah gave birth to the couple's second child, Hunter, on Monday night. After practice, we heard from defensive coordinator Glenn Spencer, who was asked if it's tough for his players to focus amidst all the uncertainty of whether there's going to be a college football season.
You can't look too far in the future because the future is unknown. So I think they're kind of preparing probably somewhat mentally for the worst case scenario. And then if not, then we just have to prepare like we're going to have the opener until they tell us differently. But yeah, it would be, you know, absurd to think that they don't hear this stuff in the news too. But luckily, we've got a lot of maturity in key spots. And like Coach Scott said, when the leadership of your team is wanting to play and wanting to grind it out, saying, let's get it going, let's go win that day, it takes a lot off you as a coach. And we've got that in the leadership of this team.
There's no doubt that the guys want to play. Here's a little of KJ Sales and Mike Hampton also from after Tuesday's workout.
Definitely. We got a great response from all the players. Everybody's pretty much all in. That's pretty much the message that I've gotten from my teammates, and it's been pretty positive.
Yes, sir. All the locker room, all we talk about is bring home a conference championship. We can't do that sitting at home.
Hear much more from all three individuals and new USF Men's Basketball Director of Operations John Janowski, who I interviewed, on Wednesday morning's version of Bulls Beat starting at 7 o'clock on USF Bulls Unlimited. And, of course, we will get into the Tuesday afternoon major news that the Big Ten Conference has decided to push all fall sports, including football, off for now and will attempt to play football and possibly others in the spring. And soon after, the Pac-12 announcing that it will suspend all athletics competition for the rest of the 2020 calendar year. What will the American Athletic Conference do? Again, we have plenty to talk about on Wednesday's Bulls Beat starting at 7 o'clock. Don't miss it. That's your Bulls Report for Tuesday. I'm Derek Sharp.